Antony Blinken mocked for holding therapy cry sessions after Trump win. By Paul Bois on November 25, 2024. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been getting mocked for reportedly holding therapy cry sessions for White House employees upset over President-elect Donald Trump's victory over Kamala Harris. The Washington Free Beacon reported earlier this month about certain therapy sessions the State Department had been hosting for employees dealing with election fallout. The Biden-Harris State Department organized an in-house therapy session for employees early Friday following Donald Trump's election victory. Four sources with knowledge of the meeting told the Washington Free Beacon. Managing stress during change, read an internal State Department email sent across the agency that encouraged employees to attend a one-hour session in which they could discuss their feelings about Tuesday's election results. The department's employee consultation services and the Bureau of Medical Services hosted the session, according to a copy of the email notice described by sources to the Free Beacon. Change is a constant in our lives, but it can often bring about stress and uncertainty, the email said. Join us for an insightful webinar where we delve into effective stress management techniques to help you navigate these challenging times. This session will provide tips and practical strategies for managing stress and maintaining your well-being. Representative Daryl Lisa, RCA, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, openly mocked the sessions and called it unacceptable for the State Department to tolerate this. It is disturbing that ostensibly nonpartisan government officials would suffer a personal meltdown over the results of a free and fair election, something the United States champions around the world, ESA wrote in a letter to Blinken. It is unacceptable that the department accommodates this behavior and subsidizes it with taxpayer dollars. Related, Democrat tears, Kamala supporters cry as the vice president gives concession speech. The mental health of our Foreign Service personnel is important, but the department has no obligation to indulge and promote the leftist political predilections of its employees and soothe their frayed nerves because of the good faith votes of, and at the personal expense of, the American taxpayers, he continued. ESA took it further to question the State Department's concern with implementing policy that prioritizes the American people's needs at this juncture in history. The mere fact that the department is hosting these sessions raises significant questions about the willingness of its personnel to implement the lawful policy priorities that the American people elected President Trump to pursue and implement, the letter said. The Trump administration has a mandate for wholesale change in the foreign policy arena. And if Foreign Service officers cannot follow through on the American people's preferences, they should resign and seek a political appointment in the next Democrat administration. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.